It's time for Balanced Living, the health-based teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. Her book and these weekly podcasts are designed to instruct you in the healthy maintenance of the body God has given you. And now, get ready to learn from Kay Spears and her insights into balanced living.
And a good day to you. Welcome to yet another edition of Balanced Living, featuring the teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the book Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and a Renewed Spirit. Kay is also one of the specialists that you will meet at Balanced Health and Healing Center in San Antonio, Texas. Kay has her master's degree in science and nutrition. Kay, good day to you.
Hello.
So, Kay, we're continuing to go through these steps in your book. You have a number of steps, 7 steps, that you say will create a healthy body and a renewed spirit. We just got done talking a lot about supplementation. We're going to the next step now in your book, which is exercise. And I think for most people listening today, one of the main questions, in fact, I many times am quizzical about this, how much exercise do we need? I was just listening to something on the radio recently. They were citing some kind of study done at some university somewhere, and they were saying that actually if you exercise too much, it will create obesity. It'll make you obese if you exercise too much. And I thought, what is the world coming to? All this information about exercise. Can you help us to understand how much exercise does a person need to live healthfully?
Right. Well, you know, I always come to the table with the fact that it's not a one-size-fits-all, and it's different for everybody. So I have athletes that come in and see me. I have just people of all different areas, and so the requirements for one wouldn't be the requirement for another. And the reason I say that is because if someone comes in and they've got some adrenal fatigue and some health issues going on, I wouldn't go tell them to go out and, you know, they have to run an hour every day. I would tell them to do more low impact, maybe buy a rebound trampoline and do some basic exercises at home. And also, people that carry more weight have issues with their joints, and so you can't tell them to go out and do all these other exercises. It has to fit into each person's ability and also their job circumstances and sleep schedules. I do think it's important for everyone to do something, but again, I would tailor it to the individual and find out what would be appropriate for them.
Mm. Let me ask you this question. When we talk about exercise, regardless of the type of person that you're working with, is the ultimate goal to do something that elevates our heartbeat, gets our heartbeat going to a certain level? Is that what we're trying to get out of exercise?
I think so. I think it's good to get the heart rate up, and that builds your endurance, and that helps you with your cardiovascular health. You know, I always think it's good to do different things. I kind of like to maybe do cardio 4 days a week, and then maybe do some yoga or some kind of stretching. Again, rebound trampoline. It's different exercises for each person, but I do think it's important to get the heart rate up. Yes.
Kay, we're recording this program right after New Year's, and no doubt many people listening today have New Year's resolutions. And let's say somebody has recognized they live a very sedentary lifestyle, and in this new year of 2014, they really want to get more active and exercise. What's the key to not just starting an exercise program, but actually maintaining an exercise program? Because we know that many people get very ambitious for a short time, and then other things happen, life gets in the way, and all of a sudden the exercise, there's no time for it.
Right. Yeah, and then you take someone who hasn't exercised all year, and then they're committed to some intense workout program, and they're not working with someone to help them utilize what exercises they need to be doing, and they end up with an injury, and then they're out for the rest of the year. Or they overdo it, and they have muscle soreness, and so they all of a sudden become overwhelmed with it and give up. So I always think it's good to maybe find a trainer. It's not like you have to have a trainer every day all the time, but just have someone go through the weights with you and show you how to use them and kind of put together a program for you that you can then do on your own. Again, I know trainers and stuff can get expensive and it's not in everyone's budget. But if you just met with someone one time and said, look, I want like a routine that I can do for the week. Can you help me put something together? And then you just do it on your own. But at least you've been shown how to do, use the equipment properly and do everything properly. I always think the elliptical machine is good. Some of my clients ask me if they were to buy a piece of equipment, what would they buy? And I like the elliptical because it's not so hard on the joints like running. It's an exercise that really gets your cardiovascular health up and can help you in a lot of ways. So there's lots of different things that you can do. I'm a big yoga fan for men and women. And I'm telling you, you know, the other day I was bending over and you know, in the past I would crack and pop. And now that I've been doing yoga, it's just we need to protect our bones and not to not have so many injuries. That yoga really helped you not only stretch, but it helps with flexibility and it builds muscle. So, and it also helps the mind. So I think yoga and Pilates is always really good to incorporate as well.
There's an old axiom that says, no pain, no gain. And I guess what I would ask you, Kay, as you talk about exercise, does exercise have to be painful to be beneficial?
I don't think it has to be painful. I personally like when I'm a little sore and knows that I've worked out good and that, you know, you're tearing down muscle and you're rebuilding, and that's not a bad thing. But again, we don't want to injure ourselves. We don't have to be miserable and in a ton of pain. And for some people, it's just about getting out and getting your body moving. Maybe that's walking, maybe it's swimming, you know. So for everyone, it doesn't have to be no pain and no gain. I guess it depends on what you're trying to accomplish and where you are in your overall health status.
I heard someone mention once that whatever exercise you choose to engage in, that it's something that should be enjoyable for you.
Yes.
Because that's what's going to keep you doing it. How would you respond to that? For example, let's say somebody loves taking a basketball out on the basketball court four or five times a week and just, you know, shooting hoops and getting some exercise that way. Is that considered legitimate exercise?
Absolutely. I have two dogs and I'm all about being outside whenever I can. I have a gym membership, but I would much rather be outside going to the park, you know, doing a walk, doing a hike, and just getting out and getting your body moving and being outdoors. So I think you do have to enjoy it. I know somebody else who's a rancher and they get out on their ranch and instead of using their machine, their equipment, they go out and do things manually with their hands so they can, you know, getting out in your garden. I mean, whatever that is, I think that we should enjoy it. Absolutely.
I saw an individual once who had just received a pair of headphones, which she plugged into her iPod and was really astounded at the quality of the music. She started playing her favorite music and was really dancing and getting into the music, and mm-hmm. she was really working out in the process. I mean, even something like dancing, I would imagine.
Dancing is great. Look at Dancing with the Stars. They all lose all this weight because all they're doing is dancing. I think dancing is great exercise, and it's fun. So absolutely, keep it fun. It doesn't have to be going to the gym and making it boring.
And I was just going to ask you about that. A lot of people are concerned about engaging full throttle in some sort of exercise program because they think it's going to be expensive.
Right.
And they hear about gym memberships and so forth. But you're saying it really doesn't necessarily have to be something that is costly as long as, I think you used the term, just get people moving.
Yes, get people moving instead of sitting in front of TVs with video games. Get moving, get outside, go to the park. You know, we're in San Antonio. If we have listeners from San Antonio, we've got parks all over the place now. San Antonio has done a great job with trying to get, you know, the parks and establishments for people to be able to get out and do stuff.
Okay, fascinating information. We'll have more on this. But right now, that is all the time we have for this podcast. If you would like more information about certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears and her book, Balanced Living, please go to Kay's website at www.kspears.com, or you can call Kay at area code 210-764-2121. And be sure to join us again next time for yet another edition of balanced living.
You have been listening to Balanced Living with author and certified clinical nutritionist, Kay Spears. Kay invites you to visit her website at www.kspears.com. Kay's goal is to help you achieve balanced living so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. Be sure to join Kay Spears again next time as she shares her insights about balanced living.